Music Independence Day. Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey.
Who let Garvey on the air?
The big bally BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On six.
I'm just a lawnmower. You can tell me by the way I walk.
Can you hear rushing water? Can you hear wind in the trees? Maybe the odd birdie? Despite it being a Sunday evening, if you're listening to the broadcast, it's a Monday evening for me, last week. I'm in Real World Studios in the village of Box near Bath, and I played that song in honour of my host, Mr. Peter Gabriel, who owns this wonderful place. That was Genesis, and I Know What I Like in Your Wardrobe. Independence Day on Six Music. Nearly all the music we play on the show this evening is from independent record labels. I'm focusing on my favourite independent record label, which is, of course, Bella Union. We may even have Simon from Bella Union dropping us a line later in the show. We're going to be playing music from them, as well as recordings of Midlake and the Acorn and Lift to Experience, Stephanie Dozen. We've also got a live tune from Beach House recorded at the Glastonbury Festival just last weekend. We've got live music from The National as well from the Glastonbury Festival, and I'll be packing the show with my favourite indie tunes. Most of them are new releases, would you believe? Because this time of year, for some reason, is great for independent music. Everybody gets on with it this time of year. So to describe where I am, I'm surrounded by trees. It's a big old farmhouse with a mill, an ex-water mill, which is the studio next to it. The water you can hear is gushing underneath Studio 2 here at Real World. Beautiful place it is. I've not been quite so relaxed in some time. I'm down here doing some writing, of course, for Elbow. But despite my remote locale, we'll have all our regular features. We'll find out what Sir Patrick Moore was up to this week in 1980, in That Was the Sky at Night That Week That Was. Beccapedia will drop by and educate us once more with some beautiful music. A Desert Island Disc snippet from the archive. As I mentioned, we'll have those Glastonbury recordings from Beach House and The National. But the next tune I'm going to play you is Alondra Bentley. It's called Dot Dot Dot, and it's out on the 12th of July on the independent label Absolute Beginners. I'm going to smother my big Irish head in something that Southerners call sun cream. Happy Independence Day.
To one night dreaming, didn't fit my plans to listen to your breathing. Down Maid Marian Way, old Lenton Avenue. Don't know what to say if I'm next to. Must be a hybrid of places, a wrong theatre raises on English kind of weather next to the coast. I'm landing both together, the cities that mean to you the most. I'm standing on a
great, wasn't it? That was Alondra Bentley and Dot Dot Dot. That's out on the 12th of July. I love it. So we've kind of got a gallery entry and a song for Guy rolled into one right now. Katie Sullivan's been in touch. She's an old friend of the show. She says, Guy, I've attached my latest painting, started while listening to your show, painted while all this axing nonsense has been going on, and finished listening to your show. It makes me sad because it will be the last painting I'll finish before the big decision is made. I'm sure we all know what she's referring to. To top it all, I haven't got any pictures into major exhibitions this year, but they're all in your gallery. Yay! Well, thank you. Katie then goes on to recommend a song by The Sundays called I Feel from the record Blind. Wonderful, I don't mind if I do. She also asks if I'm a fan of the Blue Nile, if I've ever played them. I have played them. I've not got any with me here in real world, but I shall play some next week for you, Katie. She says, Mark Riley's a big fan. Well, yeah, he is, and I'm a big fan as well. I'm often compared to him, actually, singing-wise, which would make sense because around the time I decided I wanted to be a musician, that's pretty much all I listen to. I've met Paul Buchanan, the singer from the Blue Nile, a couple of times, and he's a lovely man. And just to let you know that Katie's painting is absolutely beautiful, as is her daughter, who the painting is of, that's going to be on my front page for the remainder of the week. So if you go to my page on the Six Music website, you can see this amazing painting of this very beautiful little girl that Katie's done for us. And here, by special request from the lady herself, are The Sundays with I Feel. That was the Sundays with I Feel. I'm still wandering the grounds of Real World. Ah, it really is beautiful. Something else. The wind's getting up, so I might have to go in a bit, or the whole show will sound like this. Which is no good for anybody. The next song you're going to hear is our first from the Bella Union label. As I mentioned, we may have Simon get in touch with us later on, but this is a wonderful tune by Midlake called Roscoe. I'd like to dedicate it to my friend Ollie and his wife Claire and their son Hunter, who smiles more than any child I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, once again, from the wonderful Bella Union record, for Independence Day, this is Midlake and Roscoe.
introducing, supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under the radar musicians. If you're a new musician looking for a break, go online right now and upload your music and it could be the start of something big.
It's so much help to get your music out there, it's insane.
You could play a stage at a UK festival.
Sending your demo, who knows, you might be playing Leeds or Reading next year.
Record a live session at BBC Maid of Ale Studios.
This institution is a fantastic opportunity for any band.
And your music could even be played across the BBC.
Hey, I'm Dougie.
I'm Lorenzo and we are the Temper Trap.
These bands have been there.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to BBC Introducing for all their support. Thank you so much.
Introducing. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
Can I get to witness? Can I get to witness?
I'm back in the little producer cottage where I'm doing most of my writing. I'm just surrounded by beauty here. It's wonderful. I feel very, very lucky indeed. Okay, well, it's time for the greatest radio ever made. It's time once again for That Was the Sky at Night That Week That Was. On this week in 1980, in parachute news, the Colonel-in-Chief of the Parachute Regiment, Prince Charles, he looks the type, doesn't he, visited their HQ Aldershot to celebrate the 40th anniversary of their formation. Meanwhile, more than 100 staff from the Normansfield Hospital in Middlesex took part in a sponsored parachute jump to raise funds for the hospital. In fashion news, in Tehran, 3,000 women protested against Iran's new dress code, which meant they had to wear traditional clothes, out of order. In radio news, radio enthusiasts gathered for a demo in Trafalgar Square in support of demands to legalise citizens' band radio. CB, I remember it as. I was very young, but even though I was aged six in 1980, thanks to my sister Sam, who had a mate with a CB over the road, I had a handle, which is what CBers used to call a name. I was Golden Wonder on account of my then lustrous white blonde hair. What happened, eh? In torch news, the Olympic flame finally reached the Soviet Union on its overland journey from Greece to Moscow, and John and Harriet Orton celebrated 80 years of marriage this week. John was 104, Harriet 102, and unsurprisingly, it was the longest lasting marriage in Britain. Oh, so many marriages don't last these days, eh? Especially in this old business called show. I mean, there's the crankies, but, you know, who knows what's going on there. In sport news, Fred Titmuss hoped to become the first cricketer since W.G. Grace to play first-class cricket over 5 decades. Sadly, rain stopped play. What a bummer. Yvonne Cawley, formerly Yvonne Goolagong, beat Chris Everett to win the Wimbledon single, women's single final even. She was the first mother to win the title since Dorothea Lambert Chambers in 1914. In the men's final, Bjorn Borg won his 5th successive title by beating John McEnroe. I know who both of them are. Isn't that amazing? Alexandra Palace was damaged by a fire for the first time in its 100-year history this week in 1980. The Great Hall, most of the West Wing and its famous Victorian organ were totally destroyed. It was, however, rebuilt and reopened in 1988. In tour news, all the music news is pretty sad actually. Led Zeppelin played their last ever concert together when they appeared in West Berlin's Isortahalle at the end of a European tour. The last tune they played was Whole Lot of Love. John Bonham died 2 months later. In more tour news, U2 appeared at London's Clarendon Hotel as part of their 23 dates. Part of their 23 dates. Oh yes, sorry, got it. 11 o'clock TikTok tour. Meanwhile, fellow Island Records act Bob Marley and the Wailers appeared in Dublin at the beginning of what would be Marley's last ever tour before he died. Oh no! Somebody who survived the 60s, the Rolling Stones, scored their 9th UK number one with Emotional Rescue. Meanwhile, over in America, the Beach Boys gave a free Independence Day concert in Washington DC in front of 500,000 people. In pop news, aspiring Scottish singer Sheena Easton was featured on this week's edition of the BBC TV programme The Big Time. There's the train again. They're in a bit of a rush, aren't they? The aim of the show was to give ordinary people an opportunity to live out their fantasies, and it allowed 21-year-old Sheena Easton to record a single for EMI. She eventually got All Slave Girl Sex Kitteny for Prince, didn't she? He's a mucky pup. More important than all of this guff is in Sir Patrick Moore news. This week on the Sky at Night, Patrick spoke to Professor Alec Boskenberg about the nature of quasars. He's so clever. And that was the Sky at Night. That week, that was. One of my favourite ever live recordings, that was Bob Marley and No Woman, No Cry. That's a bonus track on the bonus version of Legend, which is a great record. Okay, John McLaughlin's been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. See if we can get through this email without the train going past again, because the alternative is to shut the window, which would be like being in an oven here in my little room in real world. John says, Guy, love the show, Steve. You recently played Woods by Bon Iver. I was wondering if you were aware of and if you could consequently play Bon Iver's continuation of the song called Still, performed with his band Volcano Choir on the album Unmap. I can't ever listen to Woods now without following it up with Still, for the release it brings to the same song. If you haven't heard the album, I'd heartily recommend it. One of my favourites from last year and a masterpiece of minimal folk. Regards, John McLaughlin. John, love your work, Steve, and couldn't agree more. I love the refrain in this tune. I love a bit of mantra, as you're all aware. This is Volcano Choir and Still. Thank you.
recommended by John McLaughlin. That was Volcano Choir and Still. Something beautiful, eh? So, my favourite independent record label in the world is Bella Union. It's run by Simon, who might be in touch in a wee bit. I first came across Bella Union because of my friends in Lift to Experience. They've now disbanded, but Bella Union have had a great couple of years. They've had some good successes with real quality music. I think it's a marvellous label. I'm going to play for you now a song by The Acorn. This was my favourite album of 2008. The album was called Glory Hope Mountain. This song's called Flood Part 2. And if I give you a little background on the words, it'll make it all the more affecting. The lead singer, Ralph, of The Acorn, began recording his mother's life story after he prematurely lost his father and realised he didn't know enough about his father. So he started recording his mother's story, and she fled an abusive upbringing in Honduras and eventually ended up in Canada. Part of this involved treading water in an escape bid with a complete stranger by her side. A terrible, terrible thing to be a refugee, and this song is a son imagining his mother's plight after hearing about it. Once again, this is The Mighty Acorn. They're just so wonderful. They're not called The Mighty Acorn. I added The Mighty in a kind of DJ kind of way. It's The Acorn. It's from Glory Hope Mountain on the Mighty Bella Union, and it's called Flood Part 2. Kicking like a mother.
music.
New to Friday nights.
Welcome to my new show.
I have lots of lovely things to keep you entertained until midnight.
Tom Ravenscroft.
I'll have guest mixes.
Bringing together lots and lots of different types of music.
My favourite charity shop finds and a unique mix of music to kickstart your weekend. The best thing about being at Six Music is that they're going to let me play whatever I like.
That might come back to haunt me.
Tom Ravenscroft.
Join me for my brand new show.
Friday night from 9.
On Six Music.
Now then, for a man who professed to know very little about music, Richard Branson had perhaps one of the most successful ever launches of a label when Virgin Records began in 1973. You might say he struck gold when he signed Mike Oldfield, because Tubular Bells, the first ever released by the label, is one of the most commercially successful albums of all time. It was pitch perfect for the 70s market, a young, handsome yet slightly remote musician, brilliant use of multi-track recording techniques, iconic cover artwork, and best of all, a concept. It was a worldwide hit and was re-released in many formats during the 35 years that Oldfield remained on the label, selling over 16 million copies to date. The thing is, it doesn't matter that it was Virgin's first and most successful release, or that it's one of the most recognisable opening themes in music, or that Oldfield has never quite managed to top his debut. What matters is that Tubular Bells is a fantastic piece of work, from its opening solo piano to the jubilant bells at its zenith. A classic, which, in the modern world of attention deficit listeners, still manages to grab and hold its audience from mysterious start to maddening end. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Thank you.
Thanks to the Beccapedia, that was, of course, Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield. Okay, we're going to have a live tune from Glastonbury now. This is The National, who I believe went down an absolute storm this year.
Michael Stipe said, he said, never wear your sunglasses during a live show because it shows disrespect. And I think he's right. But my corneas are burning. So, Michael Stipe corneas.
He's going to be mad.
This is called England.
Sing for me.
That was The National, recorded live in Glastonbury, and that was England. Andy Matkaus has been in touch and says, Guy, can you give me a hand? My youngest son Ben, age 8, is a big Elbow fan and also likes to listen to your show via the iPlayer while he's doing his homework. He's just taken up the guitar and recently composed a short song that he played with his teacher in front of the whole school. Trouble is, I'm not 100% sure that he wants to carry on his guitar lessons, as like his dad, he's got a very short attention span. Can you offer encouraging words to make him want to stick with it? His brother Sam listens to the show as well, and I know this sounds a bit junior choice, but could you play them something mellow and nice? Thanks for the show, and let's hope for many, many more. Cheers from Andy McKenzie. Sam, Ben, do as your dad says. I'm only joking. Sam, Ben, I can't recommend anything more highly. Keep it up with your musical instrument. I wish I kept up viola, but I was chastised for being cocky and never went back. But I did all right, as it turns out. Very lucky that I met some real musicians, though. Andy, a recommendation to you is buy an electric guitar with flames on it and an amp with lots of chrome on. Put it under a cloth in the attic and tell the lads they can't touch it when they beg. Bingo! I wonder if my parenting's going to lead me to be a successful father. This kind of skills, what do you think? Meantime, here's something gentle for the lads to encourage them, especially Ben, with their guitar pursuits. This is Black Mountain and Stormy High.
Six Music.
Independence Day on Six Music. Guy Garvey.
Oh no.
love it. There they are, far too good looking for my liking. That's Fleet Foxes with the song Mykonos. They are, of course, on the mighty Bella Union. That was from the album Sun Giant. We're celebrating Bella Union because we're celebrating independent labels, and Bella Union's my favourite. It is, of course, Independence Day on Six Music. See what they've done? I love it. Independent music is my life, you might say. I mean, I'm on a massive major label now, but I've been on a couple of independent labels in the past. I am Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, I'm sure of it. And this could be my finest hour if that wasn't. I've had an email here from Gareth Hughes. He says, Guy, on your show the other day, you said that in general, TV chefs have awful taste in music. I couldn't resist having a look in the archive, and while Gordon Ramsay certainly proves your point, I may have found an exception to the rule in the form of that connoisseur of woodland animals, Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall. He picked Into My Arms by Nick Cave on Desert Island Discs. An excellent song, and I'd love to know why he did. Hint, hint. Love the show, Steve. Many thanks, Gareth Hughes. Yeah, I did mention the other week that TV chefs tend to have terrible Desert Island Disc episodes, but you're quite right. Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall had some pretty good tunes in there. I've actually played this snippet before, but as you requested it, Gareth, this is why he chose that song.
Let's move away then from the supermarket shelves and out into our fields and rivers. I think I mentioned crocodile, and you've eaten and cooked on screen squirrels. I remember myself very clearly seeing you fry up a placenta. I think there were onions in there, maybe a little bit of butter. You showed it on screen in one of your programmes. There was an enormous fuss. I can't remember if you ate any of it yourself.
I did, yes. Several helpings. It was served as a canapé at an alternative christening. And the family who were involved got a lot of stick. I got a lot of stick. But the really interesting thing is people were getting hot under the collar, but they found it very hard to put their finger on what they were getting cross about. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was harmed. In fact, one of the fascinating things that happened at the party was one of the vegetarians who were there, and this was quite an alternative group of people, so you can imagine there were quite a few vegetarians, piped up and suddenly said, I've just realised this is meat that I can eat with a clean conscience, because nothing has died. In fact, it's the byproduct of a new life. So, yes, I can tuck into this.
Let's have some music. What's next?
Well, this was the first song at our wedding, when Marie and I got married. When I first met Marie, about the only thing in her CD collection was Nick Cave, and that was a bit of a stumbling block because I hadn't really heard of this Australian. Slowly she made me a convert, and this was a very lovely song to play at the beginning of our wedding, The First Dance.
I did, I would summon them together. And ask them to watch over you. Well, to each burn a candle for you, to make bright and clear your path, and to walk like Christ in grace and love and guide you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms, oh Lord. Into my I believe in love, and I know that you do too. And I believe in some kind of path that we can walk down, me and you. So keep your candles burning, make a journey bright and pure, that you'll keep returning always and evermore. Into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms, into my arms.
Chosen by TV chef Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall, that was Nick Cave and Into My Arms. Not sure about eating round his house, though, are you? That's crap. It's the kind of thing that crap DJs say. I'm not going round there for dinner, are you? Sorry about that, everyone. Stephanie Dozen 2 is on the Mighty Bella Union, my independent record label of choice. This is Vinyl Haven Harbour, and it's gorgeous.
That was Vinyl Haven Harbour by Stephanie Dozen. She is, of course, on the Mighty Bella Union record label, as most of the music on the show is tonight. We're going to hear Beach House live from Glastonbury, recorded last weekend. I can't wait to hear this. But before we do, let's have a little word from the man himself.
This is Simon from Bella Union Records, home of Midlake and Beach House, Fleet Foxes, Explosions in the Sky, The Acorn, Mountain Man, and all sorts of other wonderful artists. I wanted to say thank you to Six Music for all the support they give Bella Union this year and every year. I'm a wonderful supporter of my label and many other independent labels also. And I just wanted to wish all of you listeners out there happy Independence Day. Carry on listening to Six Music. It's very important that you do and you enjoy the show. Thanks again. Bye.
Independence Day on Six Music.
Thank you for being such lovely artists. It's no good, a message real. Hillside.
Listen to that, Birdie. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, that was Beach House, recorded live last weekend at Glastonbury Festival, exclusively for Six Music, and that was a song called Take Care.
BBC Six Music.
Keris Matthews.
Man, the best thing about picking the music to play for the show is hearing something the night before and being blown away from it. Knowing you can bring it in the following day and play it live on the radio.
Huey Morgan.
I find it everywhere. Finding my friends' record collections, you know, when I'm in their car, they got a song I haven't heard. Finding the old cassettes that you had when you were a kid and digging through them. And finding tunes that used to make your heart beat fast and then playing them for people.
Guy Garvey.
I pick my tunes by very carefully scouring the other presenters' record collections. And then the listeners send in recommendations as well, so it makes me look dead good.
Keris Matthews,
Huey Morgan
and Guy Garvey, playing you the music they love.
Find out more about their shows. Go to bbc.co.uk/sixmusic.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Top one.
Boss.
Skill. Lick it up.
Six Music.
So one of my favourite records of all time, as you know, is Smog's A River Ain't Too Much to Love. I absolutely love it, and I was delighted to find out that when Gil Scott-Heron came back out of retirement to make a record recently, he covered a Smog tune. Bill Callahan, not the most charming man, if I'm quite honest with you. I met him once and he was less than warm, but I dare say he had things going on. You can't tell. If you meet somebody once and they're rude, it doesn't mean they're like that all the time, but he was bloody rude. I'm a huge fan of his music despite his manners. And Gil Scott-Heron covered I'm New Here on his latest record. The single, it's out as a single on the 19th of July. I absolutely love it. Listen to the words of this song. It's fantastic.
I did not become someone different that I did not want to be. But I'm new here. Will you show me around? No matter how far wrong you've gone, you can always turn around. Met a woman in a bar, told I was hard to get to know. Nearby the impossible to forget. Said I had an ego on me, size of Texas. Well, I'm new here, and I forget. Does that mean big or small? No matter how far wrong. Always turn around. And I'm sitting placed like a snake. It may be crazy, but I'm the closest thing I have to a voice of reason. Turn around, turn around, turn around. Come full circle and be new here again. Turn around, turn around, turn around. You may come full circle.
Turn around, turn around.
Was of course Gil Scott-Heron covering Smog's I'm New Here, that's out on the 16th. Wonderful, a really classic tune covered by a living legend. And you know, really wonderful tunes covered by, what did I say, a living legend, don't just take care of themselves. No, no, you need good police. Written in 1966, Our Victim was a huge hit for The Doors on the indie Elektra Records, both the band and the label symbolising the 60s at its psychedelic, free-loving and rebellious best. But born into controversy, this song was never far from trouble. Gurning guitarist Hank Marvin found the temptation to twang too great, tarnishing his squeaky clean image as he descended into the realms of evil elevator music. And Minnie Riperton ripped off more than the song itself in a funktastic attempt at flirtation that almost ended in disaster, along with a visit from Vice. Then, only recently out on parole, UB40 plunged once more into a life of musical crime with a turgid mix of adenoidal vocals and sickly synth that put them straight back on the wanted list. But when ex-sex bomb turned senior citizen Mae West, old enough to know better, shoveled to the microphone and prepared to turn this 60s sizzler into a smouldering wreck, it was murder.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a lie if I was to say to you, boy, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a flaming pyre.
May, no, no.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come
Was of course eventually The Doors with Light My Fire. Can you hear the birds going nuts outside? That's because it's nearly the end of the day for me. It's the middle of the night for you guys. I thought I should reference that somehow because I'm in such a beautiful sunny locale at the moment here in the Village of Box in Real World Studios. So I wonder if any of you are feeling like Peter Sellers was when he put together this beautiful piece of audio.
It has been a hard day's night, and I have been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get you money to buy you things. And it's worth it just to hear you say you are going to give me everything. That's why I love to come home. 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you, holding me tight, tight. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right.
Guy Garvey, debonair and distinctive on Six Music.
Once, if I remember well, the days were filled with sun and wind. It came to dusk, the lights would flicker on. Fortresses of pillows, hanging sheets from all the bookshelves. We were kings and queens of our own little land. Spinning in and changing skins, we'd walk through walls with dizzy hands. Fortune told us angels fear to fly. The secrets that we held inside, within the child who wonders why, wonders why a laugh sounds like a cry. Who wonders why a laugh sounds like a cry. Thank you. fraudulent identities, no Polaroids and mysteries, and smiling faces two-dimensionally. Tooth by tooth and leaf by leaf, with other hands and other feet, our mothers frowned, his arms grew out of sleeves. And altering was just the thing to me.
Was Musée Mécanique and Our Changing Skins. That was a recommendation from John Lloyd. Thank you very much. I've not played this tune for a while, but as we're having such a good summer, and do lodge it in your brains, please, that we're having a good summer. I'm sure that none of the Six Music listeners are the kind of Brits that love complaining about the weather, whatever it's doing. But when winter strikes, try and remember these days. We did have a good summer this year. We're only halfway through it. And we've already had a belter, I think. Anyway, this song always reminds me of summer. And for those of you who've carefully followed my ever-lengthening radio career, it will be a familiar song. This is Robinson Crusoe by The Art of Noise.
Thank you.
That was The Art of Noise and Robinson Crusoe. A lot of their stuff is dated, but I don't think that tune has. It's got so much organic instrumentation in it, hasn't it? I love it. I'm going to play yet another indie record for you now. This is on Fence Collective Records. This is A Busy Heart Beating Strong, which is a great title, isn't it? This is Love Stop Repeat. That was A Busy Heart Beating Strong by Love Stop Repeat. An email here from Alan Davidson. We were talking on the show not so long ago. Well, we weren't talking at all, were we? It was just me, crapping on one way as normal. I was talking recently about when you find yourself subconsciously singing a song because the lyrics are relevant to you. Well, he says, Guy, it was a beautiful sunny Wednesday morning here in Stockport. It was good of you to read out my last email. I was listening to your show from last Sunday night and I caught your reference to how you couldn't get There's No Going Back out of your head during your recent house move. Funny, isn't it? I think we need to come up with a term for this phenomenon. How about SDG, as in subconscious DJ? To me, it really does feel like there's somebody sitting around watching what's going on and then thinking, I know just the track to go with this. I mentioned it to my wife Amy, and she remembered how when she and a mate were playing splits with a dart at school and her friend accidentally embedded the dart in her leg, she found herself humming I Can't Dance Anymore by George Michael. Actually, I'm not sure about the name of the song because I don't know any of his stuff and she's not in right now. Cheers, Alan. I think you must be referring to the lyric I'm Never Gonna Dance Again from Careless Whisper, Alan. Not that I'm an expert on Georgie's music, but I quite often find myself singing this next song, which is a little bit worrying because it's incredibly sad. I think it's nothing to do with the lyrics on this one. I have a memory of the music because of the piano. The piano and what it does changes the tone of this song so much. It's a very sad lyric, it's a very earnest rendition, but the piano in this tune gives it a light note of wistfulness that drags it away from the precipice, the suicidal precipice that it could be on. Check out the piano on this wonderful song. This is J.J. Cale and Crying Eyes.
One.
J.J. Cale and Crying Eyes. So, yeah, Andy's email about subconsciously finding yourself singing a song. This next tune is one that pops into my head all the time. I think it's to do with the football, but maybe it's to do with the lyric because I've got quite a lot of writing to do before the next Elbow record is finished. I'm the only lyricist in the band, although the boys are fierce critics and editors. And, yeah, we've got lots of great music and they all need to be good songs, so that's what I'm doing here in Real World this week. I'm going to play now this song that I mentioned. This is Pink Floyd and Fearless. It's off the album Metal, and it's an all-time great.
Well,
We have it. Thank you so much for tuning in again this week. Thank you to everybody who's ever decided to run an independent label. None of these guys expect to be millionaires, and it's just so important for the progression of music. This country has a massive wealth of talent, as we saw last week at the Glastonbury Festival. Simply the greatest party ever organised. Me and Mrs. Badger always send whoop, there goes the last train. Interruption of the show. Into shitty. Sorry. Me and Mrs. Badger always send Emily Evis and her husband Nick a package of DVDs and treats to help them recover from Glastonbury every year. They do literally throw the best party on earth. There was a hilarious quote from Michael Evis in The Guardian this morning for me, meaning last week, talking about how he saw 100,000 people and not one of them was drunk. And then he said, isn't that extraordinary in the way that he does? He's got a finely tuned sense of humour as the great man. Anyway, thanks to Glastonbury for a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Even though I wasn't there, I watched all the highlights. It was amazing. Thanks to Peter Gabriel and everybody here at Real World that makes me feel so welcome. If you're in a band and you're thinking of doing a bit of scribbling away, they couldn't be more helpful and I couldn't recommend it more. It's a great place. That's a plug, I think. That's an official plug. Thanks to everybody who sent in Song for Guy recommendations. Thanks, of course, as always, to the wonderful Beckopedia and to Peter Hardy and Michelle and Boz and everybody back in Manchester whose job isn't made easier by me being out here when I make the show. They've got a bit more stitching up to do than normal. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm sure of it. That was my finest hour. I'm sure of it. It just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8,
Still.